time for a legislative hotline. It's our last scheduled one this session with State Senators Shelley Short from District 7 and 13th District State Senator Judy Warning. But we shall see. A special session could potentially be looming here, and you never know. We might get some special visits from these two along with other legislators. But we'll get to that when we get to it, I guess. But ladies, I appreciate the time this morning. Thanks so much.
Good morning. Good morning. Nice to be here.
So let's start on that note, since it seems to be the hot topic right now. We've been discussing it for weeks with different legislators here, and I'm sure we've touched on it already with the two of you. But give us an update, if you would, on where things are at related to the sessions in general and then the likelihood of a special session because of the budget consternation that's going on.
Well, we just finished one more cutoff deadline on for the opposite houses to consider each other's bills. So like in the Senate, we were considering House bills on the Senate floor. So the policy bills, the deadline was yesterday, and they had to be voted out by yesterday in order to stay alive. Well, there's a wrinkle to that. Because there are bills necessary to implement the budget, and then there's bills that may be necessary to pass the budget. And so really, I never consider bills dead for the session until we end, which is on April 27th. So there's going to be a flurry of activity, a lot of sitting around for a while waiting for developments on budgets, and whether or not amendments that were made in an opposite house are acceptable. So for us, you know, the House will need to agree on any changes we made to House bills, and then we in the Senate will have to agree or disagree with any changes the House made to our bills. And that's where we're at.
All right. I know we're going to be chatting this morning in different facets about taxes and about the budgets, but just in general, Shelley and Judy, are we still at a virtual stalemate as far as those negotiations are concerned? Because obviously the governor has made it clear he is not going to sign anything that has new taxation or anything that would be overly cumbersome for the citizens of Washington State. And it sounds like legislators are taking that seriously, but is that actually being enacted right now on the floors at all?
That's really hard to tell. I sat through about 3 hours of Ways and Means, Carrie, last evening, actually. We had a full day of voting to get to the cutoff at 5 o'clock. And then right after that, we started Ways and Means. And we had, which is a committee, to consider the bills that are proposed. Mostly last night was tax bills and how we were going to spend those. But what was interesting is that we had almost 27,000 people sign in virtually and in person. The room was full of people who wanted to testify, mostly against those bills. And it hit B&O tax. It hit they wanted to increase funding to education, which our budget, when we proposed it, we would have increased funding to education much more than they did without raising taxes. And then there were some very interesting ones. There was a bill for taxing services. So if you have a service like a healthcare service or other business services, there's going to be a sales tax on those services. And one of the interesting pieces in that was a proposal to pre-tax those services. I have never heard of that, where you pay tax on the amount that you think you might be bringing in. And apparently it has been tried in other states and it did not work, but a tax to pay ahead of when you actually receive the revenue as a business. So that was interesting. What was funny, kind of, is unfortunately, the prime sponsor of the bill couldn't even explain it. She just put her name on it and couldn't explain how it was going to work.
Well, that's obviously disconcerting. So 27,000, Judy, I imagine that's some of the most, if not the most, you've ever seen sign in for such a thing?
We had one hearing on sales tax or property tax. We had 44,000 people sign up. The thing with this is they dropped the bills just when, well, let's see,
Thursday. Yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning. Yep. Yesterday morning, they put the bill on the bar. So we had some help in getting the information out. We had a tax rally as it was on tax day, April 15th. And so we put out the word. And so that word spread like wildfire. It really did. Because only 16 people had signed up as of about noon yesterday. And then by 5:30, there were 26, almost 27,000. So the word with social media, the word gets out very quickly.
Well, just to follow up on top of that, so the bills were heard last night. They intend, the majority Democrats intend on putting those bills up for a vote in the budget committee on Friday, and then we're scheduled to be on the floor Saturday morning to consider them for a vote off of the Senate floor and onto the House. So think about that in less than 72 hours. You know, it upwards of $13 billion in potential increased tax revenue to the state, and that doesn't include the local school portion. That could be in the neighborhood of another $340 million, but that number is low because that's only considerate of the schools who have already passed levies. So that number could go considerably higher if they pass that authority.
It just feels like they are really fast-tracking these bills. We normally have a little bit of time, those of us who are on the Ways and Means Committee, a little bit of time to offer amendments. We have till noon today, which is a difficult, it's difficult for us to come up with the ideas and have staff draft those amendments. But they have to be in by noon today. And we didn't finish Ways and Means until after 9 last night. So
we're chatting with 13th District State Senator Judy Warnick and 7th District State Senator Shelley Shorts, our legislative hotline this morning here for Thursday, the 17th of April. So it sounds like there's an awful lot of, as you mentioned, fast tracking, and also it sounds to me like just some sort of shoving or cramming in of some legislation at the 11th hour trying to get a budget passed. So is that really the big difference between what Democrats are proposing and what Republicans are proposing to balance the budget? Is the difference, again, between new taxation and cuts?
Yeah, but to be clear though, both budgets cut some, and frankly, we should be reviewing the spending priorities of the state, the things that agencies are doing. That should be a normal course of action. But we were able to do it in a way that didn't cut essential services, that made sure that we were adhering to the things that are the foundational pieces that the state should provide, and we did it without raising taxes. And by the way, and we kept a healthy rainy day reserve. That's still up for negotiation in the Democratic majority because both of their budgets had nearly anything for a rainy day fund for those unintended expenses or emergencies. So, and we have not seen any further budget proposals yet. Might remind them that they are doing it behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. Two Democrats from each the House and Senate, and then a Republican from each the House and Senate. But I can tell you at this point, the Republicans are not a part of those meetings. So we have yet to see what any potential amended budget might look like.
And our budget, Shelley talked a little bit about essential services. The original proposed budget from the Democrats kept the raises, kept the collective bargaining agreements in place, but they gave 13, I believe, furlough days, which would cut back on the employees' pay and cut back on the services. If they're not working, they're not providing the state services that their job requires. Our budget did not do that. We asked to renegotiate those collective bargaining agreements in 2 years, but give a $5,000 bonus to each employee, which in some cases, those lower paid state employees, that would be a windfall for them. The high paid state employees, they didn't like it. but the lower paid state employees would jump at that chance. And that was without furlough days. So keep them on the job, keep their services being covered.
Well, it's really disingenuous, I think, to say you're going to fund collective bargaining agreements and then turn around and say, oh, by the way, but you've got to take furlough days, which basically, essentially, erases the increases they would have as a result of those, negotiations.
Can talk
and those negotiations, I'm sorry, were done by the previous governor. And so our new governor might have had something different in mind, but I know that our leader, Senator John Braun, who was on this show last week, he's been meeting with the governor almost on a weekly basis and, carrying forward our message to him so that when he does finally make decisions or work with the other side, work with his own party, our message is going to be included there.
Yeah, talking with State Senators Judy Warnick and Shelley Short today here on the KPQ Legislative Hotline. And I'm glad you went there, Judy, because I wanted to talk to you about the governor's place in all of this. It's different this year than it has been in previous years with Governor Inslee. You mentioned to us again about a month or so back your genuine appreciation for Governor Ferguson being the first Democratic governor to visit the Republican caucus in a number of years. And then since then, it sounds like, again, his efforts to at least hear your message as far as the state budget is concerned is going a long ways to helping the cause of Republicans like yourself. So talk to us a little bit about Governor Ferguson's continuing role in this. You just alluded to a little bit. Is there anything more you'd like to add?
He's keeping things kind of close to the vest, according to Senator Braun, but he is listening. And that's not something that has happened in the past, the recent past anyway. And then I heard, and I haven't seen it, but I heard that Governor Gregoire also has weighed in, former Governor Gregoire. I did work with her. Governor Ferguson reminds me a little bit of Governor Gregoire in the past, who wanted to push negotiations rather than just cram things through. So I'm not sure how the negotiations are going within his own party, but we had a rally because of his idea to oppose taxes. We had a rally also, I think it was Tuesday, union workers, and they came and just made their noise. They were very, very noisy about their displeasure with what the governor was thinking about doing as far as the state budget and their increases.
Well, they certainly are opposing the furloughs, no question on that. But at this point, it's going to be very interesting to see how if the Democratic majority adapts their budgets to the things that the governor is sharing with them, because he's made it very pointed that the budgets they initially passed spent too much money, were not sustainable, and relied on taxes that may or may not be found to be unconstitutional. And so he hasn't said much more than that, but I think, wow, is this going to be, who's going to blink first? And we may not know for several weeks after session if the budgets don't reflect those changes. The governor is going to have up to 20 days to look at the budget and decide whether or not he vetoes the entire budget or sections of the budget. So we may not know for several weeks after the governor's intentions. And a lot of that's going to depend on whether or not we see much different budgets, as the final budget negotiations and votes have to happen.
All right. Well, we'll certainly be interested to see how this plays out, especially in the next week and a half, as, again, sessions are set to conclude a week from Saturday. Again, chatting with 7th District State Senator Shelley Short and 13th District State Senator Judy Warnick on today's KPQ Legislative Hotline here on the Morning Update for this 17th of April. Ladies, as always, I appreciate the time very much. Thanks for everything you do on behalf of your constituents and the citizens of Washington and your respective districts. And we'll look forward to talking to you again, perhaps down the road. This is our last scheduled meeting for these sessions. But if we go into special session, maybe we'll see about having some more time with you. So again, I appreciate this session and look forward to future visits.
Thank you so much, Craig.
Thank you. We really have enjoyed this.